from the heart of Heathbrook, the home of Dudley Kingswinford Rugby Club. This is the Blue and Blue Podcast. We are forged in the Black Country.
Welcome, friends. I'm the grumpy old lock.
I'm the sassy little fox.
And I'm the big camp prop, one dodgy knee and fabulous hips.
He does love a dance.
And zero intention of letting these two get through a whole episode without winding both of them up.
Between us, we've got about 90 years of rugby experience, most of it, in my case, talking about the good old days.
Questionable fashion sense.
Impeccable fashion sense.
Questionable rugby opinions.
Outstanding rugby opinions.
Debatable.
Very.
Each week we'll be talking about everything happening around the club from the first 15 right through to our youth section, footballers and runners.
We'll have interviews, clubhouse gossip, laughs and plenty more.
So grab a pint or a cuppa and welcome to the Blue and Blue Podcast. So coming up on the show today,
meet the podcast team as we introduce ourselves and give you a little insight into our rugby background.
Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
I'm Richard Taylor, the grumpy old lock.
I'm Rich Creswell, the big camp prop.
I'm Lindy, the sassy little fox.
Wow. Very good. You're going to be hearing from us every week now for the rest of the season. We'll be bringing you everything to do with DK. But we thought we'd better tell you a little bit about ourselves and who we are and what our DK history is and how we've come to be here. Start with you, Lindy.
Oh, ladies first, okay. So I joined DK over 10 years ago. I found rugby at university, and when I came home, I needed a team. And I got given the name of DK, came down on a cold Tuesday night, and have been here ever since. I've been captain for 7 years of that, so absolutely DK through and through. And
county player as well.
County player, yeah. Yes.
The little cannonball.
Cannibal got selected, couldn't believe it.
What did you do at uni?
I did biomedical science.
Has that come useful since you left?
Well, I am a biomedical scientist, so yes, slightly in use.
What does a biomedical scientist do?
Oh, God. Well, if you ask the rugby girls, they think I'm a vampire.
Yeah.
Because I'm pale and they think I only come out at night. But
suck a lot.
What I do is just test blood all day for things.
So. All right. Okay.
That's
where the vampire
I
thing comes from.
Yeah.
Do you really need a degree for that?
Apparently so, yeah.
Put it in a computer and press a button, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I wish.
Spins.
What about you, Chris?
Right then, I joined DK about 2014, something like that.
It was 14.
Properly. I'd played a little bit in the kids' section, got family down there, did a little bit and then gave rugby up for a while and then came back after a charity game that me and you played in.
We did.
Started there, basically came down, played a bit of twos, played a bit of threes, and that's about it. Never been captain, unlike Lindy.
What a little bit of twos as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, very short-lived period. But, you know, it's one of those. Been there, done that. Played more than you.
Have you, though?
You ever worn the one shirt?
Yeah, one and three. I was always a loose head and a tight head, yeah, so I've wore both of those.
Oh, I didn't quite get the big call up though.
I did once, and it was
Waterboy.
It was basically I was asked to play because I'd got a similar name to somebody in the first team. So it was I didn't get there on my own merit. It was there because and basically the person I'm talking about, his name was Richard Creswell, and he was a registered player, and mine's Richard Creswell. So they said, "Is there any chance you could step in for this match?" And ran off.
For the purposes of the RFU, that was under the previous administration, has nothing to do with the current running of the club.
But yeah, that's how desperate the first team were at that time. That, the only way they could get a player was by namesake.
Get around GMS.
Yeah.
Experience for DK was in the early 80s, shamefully, when I was in my mid to late teens and my stepdad used to take me down to watch my stepbrother play. It was all very different then, of course, but DK... The pubs used to close in the afternoon on a Saturday then, would you believe? They closed at 2. Didn't open until 7. But because DK was a sports club, the bar was open all afternoon. So I think that was the attraction, really, for me, stepdad, as much as the rugby. But worked in Wolverhampton for most of the 90s, so played a lot more rugby over there and came to DK either to watch my older brother play or as an opposition player. And I loved coming to DK because the older people listening to this will remember the baths at DK, which were heavenly. Really big, deep baths, absolutely red hot. Scabs, hair, blood floating on the top of them, but they were a really good way of just soothing your muscles after a game of rugby. We had a cup of sweet tea in the changing rooms in those days, out of a cast iron teapot, and the food at DK was always glorious. You had a whole Cornish pasty and some mash and veg, and it was just a great experience to go to as an opposition player. Loved it. Mm-hmm. It was always my spiritual home. So, and then I was down as a get older for a few seasons before me and Rich played that charity game, and then we just carried on playing, didn't we?
And we found each other.
Found each other.
It was like a fairy tale.
Lockdown pretty much finished my career. Never came back after that, so then ended up managing the Wasps for 4 years, and then current chairman.
Yeah. You had to get that one in, didn't
they? Well, because that's what I'm doing now, really, because I'm not managing the Wasps now, am I? So.
No. Completely let the Wasps down.
Totally. They'll do quite well without me.
They will.
They've moved on very quickly, actually.
They have. Yeah. To be honest, your name is not once mentioned or bounced about.
No, thank you.
The current regime have very much Mikey and Gwil. Big shout out to you guys for doing a sterling job.
Right then, we're going to try something new for our introductory episode. A little bit of history about this great club of ours.
Oh, Christ, here we go.
He's been waiting all week for this.
Some of us actually appreciate the history of the club.
You don't appreciate. You were there for most of it.
Can I carry on?
Absolutely. Take us back to your childhood.
Anyway, the story of Dudley Kingswinford Rugby Club goes all the way back to 1920. The Black Country was dominated by industry and manufacturing, and three men, Fred Fry, Harold Chambers and Bill Elliott,
great film,
were among those involved in getting a rugby club started. So there were strong links to A. Harper, Sons and Bean, which I imagine later on became Bean Foundry. But the local motor manufacturer at the time, and the club became known as Harper Bean and later Bean Rugby Football Club.
So DK was basically started by a load of factory workers?
Essentially, yes.
Proper Black Country rugby then, eh? Finish your shift, wash the oil off your arms and go and punch someone in the scrum.
So basically nothing's changed.
The club didn't originally play in blue and blue, I'll have you know. The original colours were navy and gold hoops.
The Navy and Gold Podcast.
Oh, imagine hockey in navy and gold, like a giant world's original.
Elijah, make a note, navy and gold, hockey merchandise.
He's shaking his head.
Yeah, he says absolutely not. Over the years, the club evolved, eventually becoming Dudley Rugby Club and then Dudley Kingswinford. One of the biggest moments came in the early 1960s. DK had been playing at Pender Street, but moved to our new home at Heathbrook. At that point, Heathbrook wasn't the rugby ground we know today. It was basically farmland.
Well, that explains the state of the second team pitch in January then, doesn't it?
The club developed three rugby pitches, a cricket pitch, changing facilities and a clubhouse. And on the 11th of September 1963, Heathbrook was officially opened by the president of the RFU, my favourite president, Mr A.G. Butler.
A game which Taylor played in?
No.
Working behind the bar he was.
Yeah.
Move on. Another part of Heathbrook with an interesting history is the bank. Part of that landscape came from an old railway embankment, making it another link to the industrial history of the Black Country.
And generations of DK supporters have stood there offering helpful tactical advice.
Helpful?
Referee, was that forward?
Yeah, usually from about 70 yards away. As DK grew, the success came too. There were Staffordshire Cup wins in 67 and 69 and several North Midlands Cup victories. I was there for one of them at Moseley. One of the biggest moments came in 99 when Dudley Kingswinford reached a National Cup final at Twickenham for the first time.
Now that is impressive.
Unfortunately, we lost to Aldwinians 21 points to 10. But the following season, we won North Midlands Division 1, earning promotion into the glorious National Leagues. So this community rugby club from the Black Country was playing National League rugby.
That is genuinely some achievement.
Another vital part of the club's history are the youngsters. The modern money rugby section began developing around 72 and 73, and around 180 kids turned up on one of those early Sundays.
180.
Lindy loves darts. Can you imagine trying to organise that WhatsApp group?
Has anyone accidentally taken my son's gum shield?
There wasn't, apparently, I'm told, WhatsApp in 1972.
Oh.
Taylor's first text was sent via carrier pigeon. And exactly, that's why they got 180 kids there on time.
You know, and that's one of the brilliant things about DK, because more than 50 years later, Sunday mornings at Heathbrook are still full of youngsters playing rugby, running around. They start in the minis, moving through the juniors and colts, and hopefully into our senior rugby section. DK has proved that pathway can lead a very long way. Probably the best known example is our very own Sean Perry, who played at DK before moving into professional rugby and eventually representing England.
From Heathbrook to playing for England.
That's pretty special.
It is. Other DK players have also reached representative honours over the years, several of them. You can see the shirts around the clubhouse. So whenever you see a child running around Heathbrook pretending they're scoring the winning try at Twickenham, someone from the club has already shown them that it is possible.
Flipping hell, Taylor, that was almost inspirational.
Oh, I think he's getting emotional.
Elijah, can you get some sad violin music ready for him?
Please don't, he's got some power ballads.
Of course he has.
And that brings us to today. More than a century after those first players got together, we are still here. We've got the first 15, the Wasps and the senior men's sides, our wonderful Vixens and the Colts, our juniors and our minis. We've got coaches, volunteers, parents, we've got supporters, we have people behind the bar and everyone else who gives up their time to keep our wonderful DK family going.
And the mascot, Hoggy.
And Hoggy.
The most important member of our club.
Debatable.
And now, after more than 100 years, we have got ourselves a podcast.
They'll be so proud.
Fred Fry, Harold Chambers and Billy Elliot started a rugby club in 1920.
So that a century later, a grumpy old lark, a big camp prop and a sassy little fox could sit around talking absolute rubbish into microphones.
Well, when you put it like that.
It's quite a legacy.
But seriously, from Harper Bean to Penza Street to the move to Heathbrook, from cup victories and Twickenham to National League rugby and generations of players pulling on the shirt, it really has been quite a journey. And every one of us here today is really just looking after the club for whoever comes next. So, here's to everyone who's worn a shirt, coached a team, volunteered, stood on the bank, pulled a pint, or brought the kids down on a freezy Sunday morning. More than 100 years of Dudley Kings Winford Rugby Club, and hopefully plenty more to come.
Up the DK.
Up the DK.
Up the DK.
So that's a little bit about this podcast, a bit about us, and a bit about DK.
And we need your help, guys.
We do. We want the podcast to be by the DK family for the DK family. So if you'd like to get in touch, if you have any ideas for the show or any stories that you'd like us to share, please contact us. The email address is dkrfcpodcast@gmail.com. That's dkrfcpodcast@gmail.com. So we'll be back for the start of the season.
Episode one is hot on the heels of this, guys. In the next episode, we will be interviewing the Rob Chivers, the director of rugby, and Tom Huggins, the head coach for the first team.
We'll be chatting about all the team's pre-season and how that's going and getting them ready for the new season ahead.
And we'll be bringing you other DK news and bringing you up to date with everything going on at the club that you've missed over the summer.
And maybe a little sprinkling of happiness.
Let's hope so.